You're listening to the third hippest radio show in the 48 contiguous United States, and Hawaii and Canada are, that Alaska, that's right, they're right on the brink. That's the big broadcast on 90.7 FM WFUV, where we began with a couple of Ray Noble compositions, I'll Do My Best to Make You Happy, Al Boley in 1932, and then Love Locked Out, October 1933, Boley with Ray Noble and his orchestra. Finally, a Dubin and Warren song from the picture 20 Million Sweethearts, Fair and Warmer. 1934, Dick Powell with Ted Fiorito and his orchestra. Speaking of Fair and Warmer, Manhattan Mary - Connedy and I and Aunt Sue, the near legendary Aunt Sue, we're all going to be heading to warmer climes this week. We're paying a pre-Christmas visit to Ma and Pa Connedy. That's right, Ma and Pa Connedy down south a ways. I was reading in the paper the other day, there are a couple of cases now around the country of parents who are being prosecuted for smacking their kids. You know, if they had that when I was a kid, I could have cleaned out my parents, but what would I have done with a 54 Chevy?
Part of our love of radio is due to it being theater of the mind. You know how music can take you places. And Tuesday, it's Destination BB, Booker T, Al Green, Elvis, and, well, Destination Memphis.
Heart it always will remain My stardust melody, that memory of love's refrain. is truly yours. If you could read my eyes, I know you'd realize I've tried so hard to make an impression. These tender words of love are the start of my heart's confession. Yours truly is truly yours. Beneath the moon or sun, you are the only one. My heart's unruly. You know that I'm yours truly. Are you truly mine?
Fiorito and his orchestra in January 1936. Muzzy Marcellino, the vocalist. Yours Truly is Truly Yours. Written by Benny Davis, J. Fred Coots, and Ted Fiorito. He was born 97 years ago Saturday. He died in 1971. Before that, Tony Martin, Ray Noble's orchestra, 1938. Noble's composition, I Hadn't Anyone Till You. We began with Edith Wright. In 1936, Tommy Dorsey's orchestra, Paul Weston's arrangement, a request for Stardust. I last played that recording of Stardust in July 1992 on my old Saturday night program, The Big Bandstand. Remember The Big Bandstand? When I moved The Big Bandstand to that other radio station, they made me change the name to Big Band Saturday Night. A clumsier appellation I've never heard. They also, and you might not have realized this, I had to change the name of the big broadcast for 4.5 years. The official name of the show for 4.5 years was Sunday's Big Broadcast. I was working for a genius. This is the big broadcast, period, on 90.7 FM, now and forever, WFUV. I detected some small signs of life last week at the Big Broadcast News Group. It's located on the internet. alt.fan.rich-conity, alt.fan.rich-conaty. WFUV also has a website, a very handsome website, nice graphics, and it tells you about what goes on here at WFUV. There's all sorts of places it can take you. It also has a place you can leave your comments about WFUV, and I would really appreciate it if you would beef up the remarks about the big broadcast and standard time. That's at www.wfuv.org. www.wfuv.org. Check out the WFUV website and say something nice, for heaven's sakes, about the big broadcast. Here is Ted Fiorito's sequel to Roll Along Prairie Moon, 1936, Buddy Clark with Dick McDonough, When the Moon Hangs High and the Prairie Stars Hang Low.
I have been creeping about all day. A friend of mine feels a bit queer. Well, he's had no sleep for a week or two, and he's only 10 miles from here. So we must be ever so quiet.
Ah! Silence! Order!
Don't make a noise. It may lead to a riot.
Ah! Let's have some fire!
Can't you hear the tick of the clock? Dickory, dickory, dickory dock. We must be ever so quiet.
Fire! Order! Stop!
So quiet.
I don't think it was what I was supposed to play. No. Well, that's Harry Roy's band. That's Harry Roy's band doing Ever So Quiet. And I guess I had it in the Buddy Clark CD. How you all doing?
When troubles get me, cares beset me, and won't let me go, I turn to you for consolation. There I find a new peace of mind to leave behind my woe. I turn to you, as I shall always do. The touch of your lips upon my brow, your lips that are cool and sweet, such tenderness lies in their soft caress. My heart forgets to beat. The touch of your hands upon my head, the love in your eyes a shine. And now at last, the moment divine, the touch of your lips on mine. upon my head. The love in your eyes a shine. And now at last, the moment divine. The touch of your lips on
Broadcast, 90.7 FM, WFUV, beginning with an inadvertent performance by Harry Roy's band, Ever So Quiet. Then a pair of Ray Noble compositions, The Touch of Your Lips, 1936, Bing Crosby, with Victor Young and his orchestra. Finally, Will Osborne, his voice and his orchestra, September 1933, Our Wedding Song. Love is the sweetest thing. Big broadcast, 90.7 FM, WFUV. My phone number here is 718-365-8050, 718-365-8050. If you want to say howdy, make a request for a future, not tonight, a future big broadcast, or ask me one of those questions that I never seem to answer in the mail. 718-365-8050. Here is probably the best known Ray Noble recording from 1934, written by Campbell Connolly and Harry Woods. It's probably so well known because not only did it show up in the soundtrack of Kubrick's The Shining, but it opens classic radio.
Sadie Green, the hottest gal in New Orleans. She loved to dance and loved to sing. Said she'd take a chance on any old thing. The other night, down at the hall, when the band would play, Sadie'd go out on the floor, and this is what she'd say. Now how am I doing?
Hey, hey.
Tweet, tweet, twat, twat, tweet. Now tell me how am I doing?
Hey, hey.
Oh, gee, baby, oh, sure. Now I'm not bragging, but it's understood that everything I do, I sure do good. Tell me how am I doing?
Hey, hey.
Tweet, tweet, twat, twat, tweet. Now how am I doing?
Hey, hey.
Tweet, 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 twat, twat, tweet. How am I doing?
Hey, hey.
Oh, gee, baby, oh, sure. Now, I'll admit I'm not the best in town, but I'll be the best till the best comes around. Tell me, how am I doing?
Hey, hey.
Tweet, tweet, twat, twat, tweet. Now, how's Hawk doing?
Hey, hey.
Tweet, tweet, twat, twat, tweet. Tell me, how's Hawk doing?
Hey, hey.
Oh, gee, baby, oh, sure. Now, he only meant to play a little bit, but he got like it and he just couldn't quit. Now, how's Hawk doing?
Hey, hey.
Tweet, tweet, twat, twat, tweet.
Thank you.
This is some kind of gig. The big broadcast, WFUV in New York. Public radio from Fordham University, beginning with Midnight, The Stars, and You. Al Boley with Ray Noble in 1934. After that, How Ma Doin', Hey Hey, 1932, Harlan Lattimore with Fletcher Henderson's orchestra, recording under the pseudonym of Duke Wilson. Heard from Coleman Hawkins, J.C. Higginbotham, Russell Prokop, and Rex Stewart. And finally, Clarinet Marmalade, 1931, Fletcher Henderson's orchestra, Bill Challis's arrangement, based on the 1927 Frankie Trumbauer record of Clarinet Marmalade, which may have been based on a Challis arrangement for the Gene Goldkett Band. Fletcher Henderson, born 100 years ago Thursday. He died in 1952. I'd like to wish a happy birthday to Lawrence Lucy. Lawrence Lucy turns 90 this Thursday. Larry Lucy joined the Henderson Band in 1934, and he will be on the air Thursday morning with Phil Schapp, just a little bit to the left of WFUV on WKCR. That station from Columbia University is going to be doing a Fletcher Henderson tribute beginning 5 o'clock Thursday morning. I'm Rich Conaty. This is the big broadcast on 90.7 FM WFUV. April 1931, Fletcher Henderson's Connie's Inn Orchestra, Rex Stewart on cornet, Sugarfoot Stomp.
Thank you.
Texas moon. Each one of them he whispered, my love divine, feel the thrill of your lips for mine under a Texas moon. Heaven smiles on the drum of a sweet guitar.
Man on the Garden Gate, recording in Chicago in 1929. The Mariners with Ted Fiorito's orchestra, Hanging on the Garden Gate, written by Gus Kahn and Ted Fiorito. That 78 coming to us through the courtesy of Mort Savada and Records Revisited. Before that, Under a Texas Moon, 1929, Pedro Espino with Ted Fiorito's band. That Victor 78 came to us through the courtesy of George and Terry of Massapequa, who gave Mary and I a whole load of 78s last weekend. We began with Fletcher Henderson's orchestra in 1931, Sugarfoot Stomp, on the big broadcast. 90.7 FM, WFUV. Coming up, the Georgia Melodians, Gracie Fields, and Gertrude Lawrence. And following the big broadcast at 11 o'clock Classic Radio, with Norman Corwin's We Hold These Truths. Had a request a few weeks back for recording that featured both Louis Armstrong and Coleman Hawkins. Here's one from October 1925, Fletcher Henderson's orchestra. You're also going to hear from Joe Smith and Charlie Green, TNT.
Thank you.
Fletcher Henderson's band in 1925 from their first post-Armstrong session, a Richard Whiting song, Sleepy Time Gal, You're Turning Night Until Dawn. Before that, a Ted Fiorito composition, Little Old Clock on the Mantle, 1924, Paul Whiteman's orchestra. We began with a request, TNT, 1925, Fletcher Henderson's orchestra, with Louis Armstrong, Coleman Hawkins, Charlie Green, and Joe Smith. This is the big broadcast on 90.7 FM WFUV, the big broadcast, the official radio station. I mean, forget about it. I should never depart from my... never mind, I was going to say some stupid stuff about it's the official radio show of nothing, but it's available for product placement, blah-de-blah-de-blah. Let's listen to this.
Hi, this is Corny O'Connell. Join us Friday night for guitarist Bill Frisell, recorded in October in concert at Arts at St. Anne's, with Jerry Douglas on dobro and Victor Krause on bass, performing songs from Bill Frisell's latest album, Nashville. That's Friday night at 7 on 90.7 FM WFUV.
And now, here's something else.
Thank you. Say you're glad you found me. Hold me, fold me, close in your arms. Tease me, squeeze me, thrill me with your wonderful charm. Sweet thing, I've loads of real affection saved up all for you, too. Sweet thing, you put the sweet in sweetness. You're just a sweet, sweet thing.
In a nutshell, our three tributees of the evening. That's You've Got to Be Modernistic in London in 1930, W. Vernon with the new Mayfair Dance Orchestra, directed by Ray Noble. Ray Noble, born 94 years ago Wednesday. He died in 1978. Before that, the Fletcher Henderson Orchestra in 1926 with a vocal by tuba player June Cole, Sweet Thing. We began with the Georgia Melodians in November 1924, a Ted Fiorito composition, I'm Bound for Tennessee, on the big broadcast on 90.7 FM WFUV. Got a flyer the other day, the Great Connecticut Traditional Jazz Festival, has already booked 15 bands for its August 1998 event. It's a three-day festival. Mary and I were up there this past August just for one Saturday evening, and we just had the best time. The Great Connecticut Traditional Jazz Festival. It's put on by a not-for-profit organization. If you want more information about their next series, August of 1998, for information, 1-800 and then the words HOT EVENT. 1-800 HOT EVENT. Or you can email them at hotevent@snet.net. hotevent@snet.net. That's the Great Connecticut Traditional Jazz Festival coming up in August of next year. Big broadcast, 90.7 FM, WFUV. I've kind of cheated you out of holiday cheer this evening, but I'll make good on it next Sunday night and right now. Here is Gracie Fields with Ray Noble's Orchestra, 1933, Christmas Bells at Eventide.
Your photograph to keep by my bed. Your picture is always my head. I don't need your portrait, dear, to call you to mind. For sleeping or waking, dear, I find the very thought of you, and I forget to do the little ordinary things that everyone ought to do. I'm living in a kind of daydream. I'm happy as a king. And foolish, though it may seem, why to me that's everything. The mere idea of you, the longing here for you. You'll never know how slow the moments go till I'm near to you. I see your face in every flower, your eyes in stars above. It's just the thought of you, the very thought of you, my love.
In October 1933, Gertrude Lawrence with Ray Noble's orchestra, Cole Porter's Experiment. Before that, Al Boley in 1934 with Ray Noble's The Very Thought of You.
We began with Gracie Fields, Ray Noble's band, 1933, Christmas Bells at Eventide. On the big broadcast, 90.7 FM, WFUV. Cy Oliver was born 87 years ago Wednesday. He died in May 1988. Here is Cy Oliver's composition and vocal with the Jimmy Lunsford Band in 1934.
Prairie moon. wonderful light in the sky tonight. With silver the hills are sprayed, and the moon seems so near that I know it will hear every word of my love's serenade.
Wrapped up tonight's big broadcast with Cy Oliver with the Jimmy Lunsford Band, Dream of You 1934. After that, Arthur Parker's Obsession, Roll Along Prairie Moon, Al Boley with Ray Noble in September 1935, and from 1934, the Fletcher Henderson Orchestra and Shanghai Shuffle. This Saturday night, an exceptional transcribed edition of Standard Time. Next Sunday, Cab Calloway, Jabbo Smith, the songs of Sam Coslow, Harry Warren, and Harry Revel. This is WFUV in New York, public radio from Fordham University. Stay tuned for Classic Radio with Norman Corwin's We Hold These Truths. Until next week, big broadcast, Rich Connolly reminding you to lather, rinse, repeat. Do something about those fingernails, live fast and dye your hair. And above all else, don't you never forget, rhythm saved the world. Aloha. Thank you.